Morning, Dr. Schneider, dictating a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry. We're on Sylvia Holland on 11-12-25. Mrs. Holland performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators. The air velocity index was greater than 1. However, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period of paragraph compared to a prior study dated 6-25-25. There's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression moderate, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Harriet Brown. This goes to Dr. Blake. On 11-12-25, Mrs. Brown performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there was very severe airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 7-22-25, there's been no significant change. Period. The paragraph impression, very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Marjorie Chodakoff. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 11-12-25, Mrs. Chodakoff performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 7-9-25. There's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, mild to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Beth Zabola, Z-A-P-O-L-A. This goes to Dr. Holt. On 11-12-25, Mrs. Zapola performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 5-14-25. There's been improvement period in the paragraph impression. Mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing improvement, period. Thank you.